This is 91.7 WVXU. I'm Marianne Selesnik. With the new year tomorrow comes a new era in Ohio and Kentucky politics. Joining me to talk about it, WVXU's politics reporter Howard Wilkinson. Good morning, Howard.
Good morning.
So Mike DeWine will soon take the place of John Kasich as Ohio's governor. What will that transition be like?
It's going to be interesting because, you have two very different personalities. One of the things that Kasich did in the last part of his administration was he issued an executive order saying that banning discrimination against transgender state employees. And it's going to be interesting to see whether or not Mike DeWine, who is very conservative on a lot of social issues, will rescind that. Or keep it in place. That's one of the things. Even more contentious is the heartbeat bill. The heartbeat bill was passed, which says that, as soon as a fetal heartbeat can be detected, that ends the possibility of abortion. And he vetoed it, Kasich did, and it was not overridden. They were one vote short of overriding his veto. Now, I would suspect that this new legislature, which is also going to be very Republican and very pro-life and very much the same as the last one, will come in and pass this bill again. And I think that it's much more likely, obviously, that Mike DeWine would sign it into law, and then it would become a court case. That's going to happen. And then we got to see whether or not Mike DeWine is going to be the kind of mainstream Republican that he's always been during his 40-some years in public office, or is he going to kind of drift towards the Trump side of the party? They run the party organization now, and Donald Trump helped lift him up and push him over the top in the election in November. So it's going to be interesting to watch.
Now, John Kasich is not necessarily going to just ride off into the sunset. Both he and Senator Sherrod Brown have to decide if they're going to run for president. Which one do you think would last longer as a presidential contender?
That's kind of hard to say, but John Kasich, it all depends on Donald Trump and what Donald Trump's fate is. If Donald Trump goes into the tank, in terms of public popularity, or is forced to leave office somehow, or all of these investigations catch up with him, you're going to have Kasich standing there saying, "I told you so." And some Republicans are not going to like that message. Other Republicans may say, "Yeah, you're right, and it's time to go a different direction." Brown, on the other hand, needs money in order to get name recognition. The Quinnipiac poll that I quoted in my column this week said that 77% of American voters who were polled don't know enough about him to form an opinion, either favorable or unfavorable. And that's tough. That's really bad.
Was that keeping him out? Will it keep him out?
No, it doesn't necessarily have to keep him out. You look at people like Bill Clinton and Jimmy Carter. When they started out, nobody knew who they were either. But they worked very hard. They raised some money. They raised their profile. And they came emerging out of a pack because, for the times, they were the best candidates.
Now, in Kentucky, Governor Matt Bevin's running for re-election. What kind of shape is he in?
He's not in real good shape right now. If you look at the Mason-Dixon poll that came out a week or so ago, he's, 53% of Kentuckians disapprove of the way he is doing his job. That's up 12% from a year ago. That's a pretty significant increase. Some of it has to do with the pension reform battle. Kentucky Supreme Court struck down the law that he signed in, the bill that he signed into law. And he's just, he's just kind of floundering. And his popularity continues to drop.
Howard, thank you so much. Onward to 2019.
Yes, thank you.
Howard Wilkinson is WVXU's politics reporter. He joins me each Monday at this time. You can read his column and stories at WVXU.org.